Penguin Random House Audio presents The Great Believers by Rebecca Mackay. Read for you by Michael Crouch. We were the great believers. I have never cared for any men as much as for these, who felt the first springs when I did, and saw death ahead, and were reprieved, and who now walk the long, stormy summer. F. Scott Fitzgerald, My Generation. The world is a wonder, but the portions are small. Rebecca Hazleton, Slash Fiction. 1985. 20 miles from here, 20 miles north, the funeral mass was starting. Yale checked his watch as they walked up Belden. He said to Charlie, "How empty do you think that church is?" Charlie said, "Let's not care." The closer they got to Richard's house, the more friends they spotted heading the same way. Some were dressed nicely, as if this were the funeral itself. Others wore jeans, leather jackets. It must only be relatives up at the church, the parents' friends, the priest. If there were sandwiches laid out in some reception room, most were going to waste. Yale found the bulletin from last night's vigil in his pocket and folded it into something resembling the cootie catchers his childhood friends used to make on buses, the ones that told your fortune, famous or murdered, when you opened a flap. This one had no flaps, but each quadrant bore words, some upside down, all truncated by the folds. Father George H. Whitb. Beloved son, brother, rest in...